As the mighty Son of Gomorrah speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him and to keep the outer self of each one of us so harmonized that the mighty spark that comes under his direction can blaze in through and around and to all under this radiation as easily and quickly and powerfully as possible to hold command of everything in the world around us till all becomes purified, ascended, and free. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight, in entering into the release of the sacred fire from our great realm of perfection, we ask you to accept it, command the outer self to accept it, and to dwell within it with your command that the victory of its peace fill and surround you with a sun presence so powerful that that peace is yours for eternity. I wish tonight to bring something to your attention which needs to be illumined to mankind in order to overcome the selfishness that binds people to distress. And that is, within your feeling world particularly, if you can command everything in your feeling world to accept the purity, the victory, and the perfection of both the love of your mighty I Am presence and from the ascended master's great octave of life, if you command everything in your feeling world to feel our perfection, our love, and our purity, and then demand that everything remain at peace within your own feeling world. This is your powerhouse, beloved ones, and we cannot and will not draw more power into the outer use of those under this radiation until you have purified and hold control of all the energy in your feeling world so that you protect the power which your mighty I Am presence has already given. And then, if we can amplify that, we will feel safe in giving it to you if you already hold control of the energy of your feeling world, which your presence has already given you through the higher mental body. And I trust I may release tonight some of the pressure in the feeling world and the atmosphere about you because you move in a continual turmoil, a stream of energy constantly in action in the outer world around you. That forms a certain pressure on the emotional body. But if you are held within the love of your higher mental body, and you have commanded that to fill you with its purity, its love, its victory, and its peace, if you have already demanded that this come in within you, and it holds possession and control of everything within you, then your tube of light, as its invincible protection is sealed around you, and you do not disturb your feeling, you could move in anything that was turmoil in the outer, and yet many times not even be aware of it. Now, one thing that brings the power of peace within you and which makes you strong enough within to use greater powers from your higher mental body or from our outfit, is the light within your emotional body. It's the light not only within the mind, the light of peace within the feeling. The moment that light is shut off, then you feel strain and distress. If you allow the light to flow, everything is held under control, because it is the strength of the light in your feeling world that is the control of energy in the atmosphere about you. Because the light is the love from your presence. The light is the love from our octave. And it is that power that holds destructive forces away from you. It is that power which protects your own life stream against discord. Now, I want to stress something which, whether people like it or not, is not to be considered. Through long race habit, to which your attention was called last night, the outer consciousness of mankind, individuals, the outer consciousness of the feeling world, has been so trained through the centuries in the mass of the people that the feeling of selfishness doesn't want to give anything unless it gets something for it. Now, that is what shuts off the supply to many, many people. If you have to have from the physical octave something for everything you give, you will never get free in eternity. We do not treat the world like that. We serve life for the privilege of using the greater powers of life into all outer manifestation. And those greater powers are the greater love from the great central sun, whichever enables us to give greater blessing to the universe around you. The mighty Saint Germain said in the beginning, people only get free by what they give, and they limit themselves by what they get. Now, in this service to the life, beloved ones, those under this radiation, after the beloved Saint Germain has given you the divinest gift in all eternity and in all infinite, after he has given you the divinest gift in existence, the responsibility of each one who has received the gift and uses the power is to give to life as he has given to you. Whatever the feelings within the individual hold to the outer self becomes a barrier to let the light flow. I know individuals that could have the floodgates open almost overnight if it were not for this race consciousness. And of course, in modern times, it's been greatly intensified by the selfishness of many life streams that have come into embodiment at this time to touch this civilization, but which do not belong in this world. If it were not for this feeling of demanding something for the outer self, we could open the heavens and give you such supply that you couldn't even use it up between now and your ascension. And the only thing that shuts the door to that continual flow of supply is the refusal of the outer self to serve light and serve life without demanding something in return. Beloved Saint Germain told you in the beginning of this work, if you just learn to give for the sheer joy of the giving, there would be so much come to you, you couldn't use it. We've said these things in words, but tonight I want to show you where the obstruction is, because it's in the feeling at the solar plexus. It's at the feeling that is so easily touched by the irritation and the anger and the hate and the disturbance of the selfishness that is surging everywhere in the world around you. That is the pressure of the race consciousness, the mass of mankind, that has bound individuals into the most abject poverty, in the most terrific suffering, and in the most terrific disease conditions. That is the feeling that has created the limitations that are the problems. Tonight, I am here to lift as much of that from the emotional bodies of those under this radiation as you will let me take away tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I'll do my level best to lift as much of this as possible from you, and I will utilize every opportunity. But let me show you, from a world standpoint, what the selfishness of hate and anger and irritation is, because it's all selfishness. Simply because a personality can't have its own way. In the outer world, now suppose we take an example in the outer business world. You render a certain service during the day for so many hours, and you get a certain salary. That goes on for sometimes a whole lifetime. If you are going to get a balance for every bit of energy that you give, what are you giving to the world to illuminate or raise it to freedom? Where is there anything that the presence can use to purify and free the rest of the world of which you are a part? This is the selfishness that has bound mankind to one embodiment after another down through the ages, and yet the presence goes on giving each life stream more energy for each new embodiment, giving its substance, giving its love, giving its light, giving its intelligence, giving, giving, giving all the time from above to create the world, to provide the blessings of nature upon it, to give the individual opportunities to use the master powers of life. And yet the unascended beings do not give to the world the light and the life and the love from each one's own beloved I Am presence by which the world can be illumined and raised into the ascension. How can the ascension come, whether it be to the individual or to the world, unless some greater light comes to give it? Mankind unascended cannot raise themselves to the ascension. Otherwise, we would go on to the creation of systems of worlds if the cosmic law were not such that we have to stand and be your protectors and raise gradually everyone and guard each one's life stream until the higher mental body has enough light in the causal body to give the ascension. Now, everything you do to purify and help the rest of the world to remain at peace and gain the ascension, every bit of energy that you send forth, qualified with light and love and help to life, draws more light into your own causal body. And when that becomes full of light, the pull is so great to the love of the presence that you attain the ascension. Now, the same love must come to the world in order to fill the world with enough light to make it blaze eternally as an ever-expanding sun. And if the life streams who have passed this way in embodiment have not given back to the powers of nature and to the world the light and the love and the blessing that makes this world a sun in space, then there is not enough magnetic pull on the individual's life stream to give the individual the ascension. So whatever you want for yourselves, you must give to the universe around you. And that's why the beloved Saint Germain said, people are not free because they don't give freedom. And I plead and plead and plead with you, with every power of life and light and love in my being, please don't ever become angry again. Please don't. It doesn't make any difference if you get your own way or not, or what anybody else does. I ask those under this radiation, if you're to have protection and the ascension, if you are going to avoid certain things would like to burst into your nation tonight, you are going to have to overcome irritation, anger, and hate. I cannot and will not protect anybody or anything that is of those qualities. I can't. The cosmic law does not permit it. I have offered my love to take away from you this, which is your greatest danger. You wonder there are so many accidents. You wonder this and that and the other destructive force strikes so many people, and no one knows who is going to be secure and who isn't. You can only have as much security as you hold absolute possession of your own feeling, your own energy, in your own emotional body, your feeling work. If you keep that at peace and filled with the light of our love, there isn't any power in the universe we couldn't draw around you, if need be, not only to protect you, but to protect others and to be a light into the structure of earth that helps it to become a sun. So from tonight, I warn everybody. Beloved Saint Germain has spent 28 years telling people these things that are in those books. Now the information given out under this radiation is more valuable than all the civilizations that have ever been on the earth, past or present. These books are bound in covers of jewels at the inner level. They are the eternal gift of life's perfection. They are the way to freedom. They are the master presence of perfection. Never in the history of the earth has so much been given in such a short time, so there will be something to help every life stream who will turn the attention to this mighty I Am presence and this truth at this time. And I tell you, yet the student body hasn't but a fragment of understanding yet of what's already published. When you place one of those records on your player, I wish you would analyze your feeling before you start to play the record. And then when you listen to the record, and you try to comprehend and use the instruction that is given, after only maybe 20 minutes or half an hour or so, notice the feeling in the room and in yourself. Well, that ought to be proof that the light in the words of these dictations carries the peace and the love of our feeling, which was not in your world, which you did not feel till you heard the words. Now, this greater light must come to enfold you, precious ones, with the protection which we want you to have. But as you were told a long time ago, the hour strikes when there will be no more protection or warning to those who are the most blessed people on earth. You have received the greatest gift. And I wonder sometimes if you understand what it means to associate with a group of people, all of whom are trying to hold to the light, all of whom are giving their life in these decrees for the freedom of the rest of mankind, to be associated with each other. You live together in an atmosphere of moral purity, as much peace and blessing as you can give to each other. You dwell enfolded in a sun presence of the actual love of our life, the energy of our life from our octave. Is there any money balance for that? Could all the money on the earth give you that? Do you not see the great cosmic law has placed the pearls of existence in your youth? You live in a world of your own. This night you sit here in the midst of a great city, the center of the nation. And you are as disconnected from the vibratory action of the thoughts and the feelings and the actions of the people in this city as if you were on Venus. You live in a charmed world of existence. So we are trying with everything that the cosmic law will permit to strengthen the light in every one of you, not only in you, but around you and in your affairs. We are trying to enfold your business, your loved ones, everything you hold near and dear. We are enfolding in a sun presence of the sacred fire of our own life, our love, our blessing, around you, that its light may spread and become an eternal illumination of the structure of the earth as well as the atmosphere of earth. Now, if we can draw enough light, we could prevent these accidents. We could prevent anything touching the atmosphere over your land, regardless of what goes on in the rest of the world. If the people will but let the light come through them into the atmosphere about them and become eternal light to the structure of the earth. My dear ones, there is nothing you could ask that wouldn't be yours almost on the instant. The beloved Master Jesus has given this same truth to the world. Every great being throughout the centuries has offered the same feeling of light to the people of earth. The law has been explained in words all through the centuries. And I'm spoken of as the Lord of the world. And that is the Lord of love, because the law of love is the sacred fire's illumination and the creation of perfection that takes every particle of life that we contact into greater and greater luminosity and greater perfection unto our ascended master octave. So it is necessary that each of you be enfolded in more light. But if we trust you with greater power, there must come greater self-control within you to hold absolute balanced control of every bit of energy in your own being and world. And if I were you, in even your outer world business activities, render what service the outer world expects, but give some extra service to life, that extra light may remain in the earth where you are, and you constantly give some service to life for your own freedom. Because when you give freedom to life, life, the greater life, will give freedom to you. So when you are unhappy, beloved ones, when you are displeased, now this sounds like, might sound like a childish remedy, but it's very effective. Whenever you are disturbed, your feelings are disturbed, whether it be depression or irritation or anger, or hate, and these things are everywhere in the outer world. When you've been under that strain, I wish you would experiment with washing your face with cold water and placing that behind the ears and around the back of the neck for just a few moments. You will feel tremendous change of vibratory action immediately, and it will give you a certain sudden release of the energy in the water, which is light, and that will help you to still the feeling in the emotional body and let it be quiet until you gain control. Sometimes just placing the hands under cold water will do a similar thing. But do anything and everything, I plead with you tonight. Please do anything and everything you know how to do to keep yourselves from becoming irritated or angry or hate, sending out any hate or resentment or anything of any kind that is of discord. We want to protect you. We want to give you more power. We want to give you more supply. We want to make you stronger in anything you want to do in the outer world. But all of this is the release of more energy. And if you can't manage the energy already within you, you can't manage more. So if I may be of help to you tonight, I will take away as much of that pressure as the cosmic law will permit. And then, as you make conscious effort to hold control of your own emotional world, we will watch, and when we see you holding perfect balance within, then we can come and charge you with greater power around you. And as that increases, you become absolutely unaware of the discord in the conditions in which you must move. So, blessed ones, it will make your living very much more comfortable, very much easier, and may I say, very much safer. We thank you for all the decrees you've given, but may I also remind you that in your willingness to call forth the purification of the nation and the world, to annihilate the hordes of evil, your very willingness to give that service has enabled us to come to you and give you this greater light, which I offer tonight as greater power to make your way easier, to expand your light more powerfully, to give you greater victory, to flood you with greater supply, regardless of what's in the outer world, and to make you feel strong enough to conquer anything. So I have many gifts to give as a reward for that which you have given to the nation and the world in your decrees. So there is nothing you can give to life for the greater freedom of all life that the greater life will not come into you and give of itself its greater freedom, its greater blessings, its greater protection to you, because you must use the powers of life, the greater powers of your beloved I Am presence, in order to accomplish greater things which your nation needs. And this is why I have come to give the explanation tonight. Because if the masses of the people lose control of themselves, God help you. You will need it. It is this which we hope to draw around you that will prevent the masses of the people being swayed by your communistic forces to do unfortunate things that start a revolution. So I am very serious about what I request tonight. I have come because the need of the hour is at hand. And we do not want these sporadic outbursts of agitation and insults and desecration to get underway with the American people and degrade the rest of the world's opinion about you. A nation that permits that is in serious condition. But if we may have the strength of the light in you to hold absolute steel-like control of your energy, and you are no part of that, then we can draw around you a sun presence that is like an anchor to a ship. And as its light spreads into the emotional bodies of the people in the nation, it will keep that violence from breaking forth. The sinister force has planned this thing. It will seek to irritate anybody and everybody that is of an emotional temperament. It will try to do anything and everything to create discord. We must work on the opposite side and protect everything that is constructive and strengthen every channel by which the light can come forth and touch the others in the nation and help the emotional bodies of the people to be stronger than to be swayed by those who have only degradation as the object of their frightful desecration. So tonight, the next 10 days is very important, and that which is coming in the next few months is determined by the amount of light that we can bring in and around and through you and through the people within the next few days. So I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm here to render service. I will take away anything if by so doing your own higher mental body is given absolute control of the outer self, and you consider every person you contact as a trust from us to you, to hold everybody in as much light and peace and purity as possible. Try to get along with everyone as happily and harmoniously as possible, that the light may protect all you contact, and that light becomes the protecting strength in the American people to keep from swinging into the violence of revolution, which is, I tell you, it's like a keg of powder, a spark can start it off, and after it bursts into destruction, you have more distress than before. Every diabolical thing of the sinister force is focused upon the United States of America tonight. And I am just as determined. Since I am Lord of the world, I am more determined to bring the light of our love as strength in you, to enfold you all so this other thing cannot touch you. So I plead with you, from tonight, just know, if you need to call the strength of the light from your beloved I Am Presence and the Lords of the Flame from Venus to come within you and be the sun power from Venus, to hold within you the master control of everything within you and around you, that your light may go forth and stand the guard over the emotional bodies of the people and prevent them swinging in to the degradation of violence. Violence is the only answer, my dear ones, to anger and hate and irritation. And when people are resentful, they're hating something. When they're angry, they hate. When they're irritated, they hate. Most of them won't admit it, but it is, that's all. So tonight, I am angry in and around everybody and everything under this radiation. All the power of light that will control all things, if you within yourselves remain at peace and call the presence into action, and the love from the Lords of the Flame from Venus and from your beloved Master Jesus beloved Saint Germain, the great ones, call the love of the ascended masters to hold the light within you and hold control of everything around you by the light of their love, then that light will be the strength and the power of direction to those around you to help hold to the constructive way of life. So from tonight, I will draw everything, no matter how many times in the day you call. Keep calling and calling and calling for the light of the love of the Lords of the Flame from Venus to come in and around you and be the strength of the Ascended Master's octave to absolutely prevent anything of evil controlling anybody. If you will call this into outer conditions, I tell you, it will be like a Niagara Falls. It can come in such an onrush that it would stem the tide of many destructive activities. And it must come, my dear ones, to give protection to that which is constructive. So from tonight, when you realize how close we can come to you, and how much we can give, don't spend a moment allowing outer world destructive conditions to touch you or your world. You be master of yourselves by the light of our love that comes in and around you to protect your own life streams, that you may hereby in the blessings and the perfection of our world, our gifts, our light and our love, that it may go forth and be the strength in the nation to prevent this other thing. And I'm not even going to mention what it is. I have mentioned slightly what it is, but that's not a fragment of what's intended. So, beloved ones, you are the saviors of the nation. Please understand, we, the Lords of the Flame of Love, that is master of all manifestation, stand your guard tonight. We give you our life. We clothe you in mantles of our love, because we love the nation that is the heart of the world. And in the heart must be the love that saves the life of the world. So the Lords of the Flame from Venus are abiding within the atmosphere of this world tonight. You can be very grateful for that. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now may the light of our love through you become so bright in and around you that as you are willing to exert this self-control, to let this light go forth and strengthen the nation to be the guard against this violence, the strength of the light in you will ever grow greater, and our light is without limit, and it can bless you without limit. As you hold the heart of the world in the light of our love and prevent those that serve the hordes of darkness from accomplishing that which they would like to accomplish. Let us take away from them the capacity to do that which they intend. So, beloved ones, this has many, many, many blessings of protection to you all. For you know not yet what they intended, and I do not care to put it into your mind. All I ask is your cooperation with us, that the light may blaze with power enough to prevent that which has no business to come into, no right to come into existence anywhere. Blessed ones, know this. We love you with a love that is unspeakable, because you're all we have to strengthen the light in the American people. So if you will hold a steel-like control of your own feeling and just pour the light that casts no shadow, the light of the sacred fire love from the Lords of the Flame from Venus, into everybody and everything, whether you think they need it or not, pay no attention, just pour it on, and pour it, and demand that it be the strength of the light in this nation to hold the victory of the ascended master's control within your borders until the final house cleaning takes place. So in all the love at our command, we have legions of the sacred fire that you can have within the atmosphere of this land, who will pour such light as can only come from the angelic host. So all of this is here waiting to help expand the light that will prevent the others from accomplishing that which is of the shadows. So, blessed ones, please remember, our love is light. And so wherever you abide, our obligation to life is to give the light of our love. Your obligation is the same as ours. Every particle of life is a trust to you. And so if you will bless it with the light of the love from the Lords of the Flame from Venus, you become that light, and within it is all of everything you ever require the rest of eternity. May its power without limit bless you, enfold you, strengthen you, free you, and make you victorious for the sake of the nation that is the light of the world. May our love tonight spread its radiance over your people, and hold within our hearts the heart of the world. May you feel that you are held there too, and you are as strong as the nation needs from tonight to be that power that forbids the hordes of the shadows' existence. Go forward and know our love is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. It is within you and around you when you make the call and hold command of yourselves till the higher mental body has blended our flame with yours. And then is the strength of the light as of a thousand. So go forward and remember, you are the legions of light. You are the legions of the sacred fire. You are the legions of our heart's love. And therefore, now there must come the legions of victory for the freedom of the heart of the world. And that freedom must blaze the light so intense the hearts of the shadows cannot there abide. With all my heart, I welcome your every call, and I shall respond without limit to all of you. Thank you with all my love.